Because I think only my brand of social ineptitude is cool.
It's artisanal anal porn.
Yes, that's exactly right. Artisanal anal porn.
Let's see how extreme we can get.
Taboo.
Let's see how far we can go.
Uncensored.
You're just asking for a perforated lower intestine, though, if you get that pencil sharpener involved. Fennel, if you just have a touch of heartburn. Fentanyl, if you've lost your leg in a battle.
One of those happens a lot, the other one not so much.
Well, sometimes you also get heartburn.
And I'm running out of legs.
Where's your mother? Fall down dead. In my dirty mouth, pretty little head. I wish you were here. I wish you'd make a man.
Hello, fellow Dirty Minds. Welcome back, Frank. This is episode 19, the Hardcastle of Beth and Bob Uncensored, Babu Radio on CosmicBroadcasting.com. I am your co-host, Cabby Bob, and I'm going crazy from the heat. And it's my pleasure to introduce to you once again the Eddie to my Alex. I had it backwards in my brain.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Clements Mosley. Beth, how are you doing this week?
You know, I figured something out just a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
And that is, if I ever get to the point in my life where I want to commit suicide,
mm-hmm.
And I don't have the balls to do it, I'm just going to come here and stand in front of that fucking foyer mirror.
That'll give you the balls?
Oh, you bet. I'm just going to look, like, unblinking at the reflection that it presents to me, and then eventually I will just whack the shit out of myself. Just wait.
All right.
I mean, I'm not saying now.
Not today.
I'm just saying if I were to want to do that foyer mirror is going to be the thing that puts me over the fucking edge.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
If you need that push over the cliff, the mirror is there for you.
I'm telling you. If you need that. Yeah, sure. Say you're terminally ill. You don't want to drown in your own lungs. You need a time to check out. Come here. Come here to Cosmic Broadcasting and stand in front of that mirror, and you will eventually launch yourself into eternity.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Good to know. A little handy tool.
If you ever need that little push.
Yeah.
Yet another service we provide.
Yeah. We're here for you. I mean, Frank, if you get to that point, please talk to someone. I'm not saying you shouldn't talk to someone. If you need to call us, go ahead. We'll. Oh, yeah. You know what? Don't call us. That's probably not the best way to. Never mind.
Well, you can call us for directions how to get to the mirror.
Yeah, that part you can do. If you ever.
Sure.
Okay, say all else has failed, just go ahead and call us then. But really, you should call someone else first.
Mm-hmm.
We are here for you, but maybe we shouldn't be.
Yeah, I might not be the best, especially on a day like today, I might not be the best person to call.
Oh, no.
I'd probably just be like, yeah, me too, let's go.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Fuck this heat, let's fucking do it. It's just stupid hot today.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go to work after this and sit in a glass box, and I don't want to do it.
No.
But I have to.
I know you do.
It's dumb.
Dumb, stupid and dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so.
Yeah. So there's that.
Okay.
It's hot. Life is dumb. Mirrors are dumb.
That mirror is dumb. That's just no way to live.
No.
A mirror like that.
And I started off in a bad mood today. I actually did something I rarely do, which is unfriend somebody on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it me?
I don't know. Have you checked your Facebook lately? No, it probably wasn't you. No, it was just some guy I went to high school with. And I usually don't care. Like when people post political things that are dumb, I'm just like, you're dumb. But this guy put up this video that was so completely fucking offensive to me and just ridiculous. And it was one of our fine soldiers, most of whom are very fine. But this particular guy was in Afghanistan,
right,
on the roof of a building with an electric guitar and an amplifier. And the caption was, in Afghanistan at prayer time.
Oh, no.
And he's playing the United States National Anthem.
Because he thinks he's fucking Jimi Hendrix, right?
Yeah. On his electric guitar. really loud, and he fucks it up like four times. He doesn't even know the song. He plays it wrong, which is offensive on one level. Secondly, everybody was like, yeah, this is awesome. I'll give him my Marshall stack to play through and blah, blah. And that's so great. Pump it loud, brother. And what the fuck are you doing? What? Do you know what we call that? Terrorism. That's fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
Let me just turn the tables on that guy that posted that video and say, you are at a baseball game. In the United States, in your home country, which is occupied by an Afghani army that has invaded your country, you are at a baseball game, and there is a moment of silence for a soldier that has died. And somebody blasts a Muslim call to prayer. Do you think that's fucking cool? Is that fucking cool to you?
No, we don't like it when people
do. Yeah, here it is. Here's the fucking hideous piece of shit. This just made me so mad.
Oh no, this is the real one by Jimmy himself.
No, find the video of the fucking asshole.
Okay.
Lynn is going to do that.
It's I am so, as you know, I do not get involved in, but this was just so fucking, it's disgusting. It is gross and it's awful. And it's just mean.
So ugly. I'm sorry, I was reaching for my hot tamales.
I mean, it's just shitty.
It is shitty.
So anyway, I unfriended that guy that
I don't blame you.
Reposted the video because that's, I don't, it's bad enough that like 5 minutes before that, I walked out at 11 o'clock in the morning and it was already 85 degrees and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I saw this piece of shit all over my computer screen and I was just like, what is, I just can't. I mean, it just made me so fucking angry.
No, that, yeah.
It's just awful.
There are, I really do strive on my Facebook page. Some people really don't want a lot of conflict, and I have a friend, Sarah. Hi, Sarah, I love you. She's very considerate of everybody, and she's such a lady. And so she really thinks of her Facebook page, like she says she would never post anything on her Facebook page that she wouldn't say at like a family dinner. So she thinks of Facebook as this place where a bunch of people have gathered to be social, and so you don't want to disrupt it by saying anything too inflammatory. So there's things that she even worries about liking because she's afraid that all of the people at the table might have the meal disrupted by some sort of conflict.
Right.
Obviously, you know that I am not at all like that.
Right.
I'm totally like, fuck the man! You know, and whatever. I put all sorts of shit up there. And it's my motherfucking Facebook page, and I will. But one of the things that I try to do is to allow a wide variety of people to share their opinions. And so, like, if you want to come on my Facebook page and say something really dissenting and inflammatory, as long as we're all having civil discourse, You can disagree vehemently as long as everybody says civil.
I mean, that's the thing. I disagree with a lot of things that people post, but that usually doesn't affect me in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's whatever, and it's kind of funny to count misspellings in the most heated comments. But
well, see, if you're going to fucking have heated comments, like mine are impeccable. You cannot give them something as easy as a grammar error to take
right.
you down.
Right, and
with.
If you're going
to
post a video of how fucking cool you are for blasting the national anthem on electric guitar at prayer time in Afghanistan, play the fucking song right.
Right. I mean, don't suck at it, too.
Don't suck at it if you're going to post a video of how cool and an American you are.
Don't suck
and
at how
that,
much you suck.
By the way, that doesn't make you look cool even if you can play the song. It makes you look like an asshole.
Makes us look like assholes.
No, it makes him look like an asshole.
Yeah, it does. I worry that it makes everybody. I mean, I'm worried that it just reflects badly on the country. I mean, no one individual is responsible for the image of their entire, whatever their group identity is, whatever their, I really firmly believe. You know, when somebody says, that guy makes all black people look bad, or that woman is setting back the women's movement 50 years, or you make all men look like assholes. I think, you know what? Like, there are so many people. You can't.
Yeah, I don't.
That's just a crappy you know, sort of, I don't know, that's a weak go-to. It's really not true,
yeah,
but
no,
it is. But the paradox in a situation like that is going to be ugly Americans.
Yep, you bet.
Yeah,
you bet. I mean, because you can't help it. Like people, we try to categorize each other, and so whatever groups you feel, and especially if the group you feel like you are part of is marginalized in some way, you do have to be careful. You have to pick your battles and stuff like that. But right now, I mean, right now, America is changing. The way we look in the world is not the way we looked, I'd say, pre-Reagan.
No.
You know?
And it's not the way that we think we look.
Mm-mm.
The majority of people.
No.
No, we're not liked in general.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, just, I mean, I really want to see another story that says that guy was disciplined by his superior officers, whatever.
Really should be.
Because that's just fucking awful.
You're
it's
not supposed
just terrible.
To, no, you're, I mean, we're over there to try to, if we're going to take the position that we're over there doing something necessary and that we're all, you know, that I have a problem with the idea that any person that enters, say, the first responder profession or anybody that joins the military is just automatically a hero. I really hate that. Heroes are heroes. That's just your job. If in the course of your job you become a hero, that's great. But you don't just sign up for something and become a fucking hero. But
no.
If you're going to be over there and ostensibly be trying to be a peacekeeper, although that's just the most ironic fucking thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
But, don't just be ugly. You're supposed to... We used to try very hard. I mean, okay, yes, me lie. I get it. But, like, we used to try very hard to behave impeccably in situations like that so that you could look at us and say, well, they're over here and they have to do this thing, but they're doing the best they can and they're behaving correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do that anymore. I think our entire society has kind of lost its manners, and most soldiers are young people.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not been raised well. I mean, many of them have, but a lot of them haven't.
Yeah.
And it's a shame.
Well, and I mean, call me crazy, but if you want to aggravate somebody into blowing you up with an RPG, that's a pretty good fucking way to do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm ostensibly on the same team, and I kind of wanted to see him get shot right that moment.
Yes.
You know.
And of course, Bob does not actually mean that. He just sort of means that.
I kind of do.
Okay, Bob does mean it.
Yeah.
But sort of, okay, I'm not going to qualify it. That's what Bob said.
No, that's what Bob said.
That is what the fuck Bob said.
Yeah.
And I get it.
And I'm not saying it about every soldier in every situation, but that prick is a prick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
It's not a generalization.
No.
It's very specific.
No, and of course not. I mean, I'm married to a soldier.
There you go.
He's real hot and sexy and cool and brave.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's not a soldier anymore. He left the service, but he did his time.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking did his time.
Yeah.
I was always taught, once a soldier, always a soldier.
And in many ways, that's true. My husband's a stud. I'm not going to lie.
Well, his knowledge of tactics certainly comes in handy in the Dungeons and Dragons games.
Isn't that true? It's true.
Oh, yeah. Unless he's being silly about it, which he often is.
Well, yes, that's...
But, yeah. Yeah, he's good in a battle, for sure.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bunch of pricks outside our house maybe 3 years ago on 4th of July. I think I told you that. And they were all letting off fireworks, and several of them actually hit our fucking house.
Uh-huh.
And that was during, I think that was the Waldo Canyon fire year, and we were just like, really, you assholes? Oh, hold on, I got cinnamon.
Oh, I lost my shit on somebody that summer.
Yeah. Oh, I think you told me that.
Yeah. I was on getting on to I-25, and the car in front of me at the stoplight, as we were pulling up onto I-25, flicked a cigarette out the window.
Oh.
Like 3 days after a quarter of our fucking city burned down. And I chased him down on the highway and got him to roll down their window, and I just fucking unleashed him.
What did you say?
I said, are you out of your goddamn mind? Use your fucking ashtray. Our fucking city is on fire, you fucking asshole. And they, like, rolled their window up and sped away. They had out-of-state plates. They didn't fucking... They were fucking idiots, but...
So, yeah, so to sum it up, you said something like...
Hit him with the freeze cat!
Yeah, yeah, basically. Boom. If I'd have had a freeze cat on me, they would have caught it square in the fucking mush.
That's Bob upset, y'all. Bob is upset,
square
y'all.
In the mush.
Square in the mush.
Square in the mush.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. You were saying before the cinnamon attack.
I don't really remember.
You're talking
now.
About the fireworks assholes.
Fireworks assholes, that's right. So, and immediately Dylan had come up with, like, he wanted to get an airsoft rifle or, like, with, you know, something. Not, I like it. Nothing.
That's Dylan.
Yes, and he had this whole way that he was going to, like, roll up on him in the dark, and he was going to, like, take one out and just cause chaos so all of them were terrified and scattered in different directions, and he knew how he was going to do it. And, like, I mean, the way he thinks, it's so funny. Well, I told you that time where I came down the stairs and I had seen that horrible, one of the many horrible videos that I exposed myself to on a daily basis. And by that, I mean I flashed the laptop, my titties. When I'm, no, it just means I unfortunately allow too much bad
can't
image.
Stop wallowing.
Yes, can't stop. Yes, can't stop wallowing. And so I came downstairs and I said, like, there's someone we need to kill. And I said, and instead of my husband saying what, like, normal sort of vanilla people would say, like, what, or, you know, whatever, I mean, he immediately, I think I might have told this story before, but he immediately, like, looked down and to the left, like, accessing his Terminator screen.
Right.
And you could see the facts, like, Rolodexing up out of the, and he immediately was like, well, we'd have to go down there and camp in the woods, and then we would have to watch his habits for the first, you know, like, 4 weeks. And then we need to find him. You know, I mean, like, mm-hmm. He had this whole bit. I was just like, I have married the right person. I immediately thought, that's the man for me right there. Mm-hmm. That's the feller for me.
Absolutely.
From my cold, dead hand.
Indeed. Yeah, so if we need someone killed, Dylan's probably the guy. And if the FBI is listening, this is entirely hyperbolic. This did not, nothing happened here. Move along.
That's right.
That dead animal abuser, that just, it was a total coincidence. Yeah. And the fact that that Google search is on my computer, hey, yeah. It's random.
Yeah, purely totally circumstantial.
Random. You bet.
Yep.
Yep. Bob's my alibi. I was right here.
Right here the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I was sharing a box of hot tamales with Lynn. You hear that? Both of us are doing that at the same time. Mm.
Yep. Mm. Tamale it up.
See, these are not as good as last week's. They're not the soft, tender freshness of a freshly baked cinnamon bun. I mean, today they got a little bit of edge to them.
It could be me, but I see what you're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can taste what you're talking about, but, I mean...
You tasting what I'm laying down right now, Len?
Yeah.
It might be because it's too fucking hot outside.
I would think that would soften the candy shell.
Mm, it's cooked them.
Cooked them.
Like a toaster oven.
So they're really hot tamales today.
Right.
You know,
I have
a one-track
mind. When it gets above 90, mm-hmm. I can't think about anything else but rage.
Yeah, Bob's angry. Bob is angry.
I'm angry today.
Holy shit, the bottom of my foot is yellow. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. Am I dead?
Yep. This isn't the way we wanted you to find out.
Oh, my God. I got the liver failure. I got the jaundice.
I got the jaundice and the rickets.
I don't know, Bob. If you're angry, I think I found a video for you.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know anything about the New Zealand haka dance?
No.
Check it out. Oh, here we go.
Yelling and stopping and pounding my foot. callback.
Making that wide eye face. Bob just did it. It wasn't as scary.
No.
That's some shit.
That's awesome. Yeah,
that was sort of a
That's parody. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, they do that before every sporting event. That was the New Zealand basketball team about to take on USA in the FIBA World Basketball World Cup. But
they
came out and literally Team USA stopped. They're like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
Which is exactly the intent of that. precisely what they're doing.
I mean, it was originally they did it before battle because it would freak people out. And that's what we know. Now we have sporting events instead of battles. So
no, that's great because that face is supposed to be like supposed to be like, what is that guy doing? Oh my god,
that is intimidation incorporated. Yeah, I love it.
It's like the more evolved, more codified version of the high school football team all standing in a clump and jumping up and down and yelling. It's the same.
Only it's more ancient and more frightening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do they do that? They stand in a clump and jump up and down.
Yeah, you get pumped up for the game.
There's a lot of those. Yeah. Jump up and down, do a beat, scream, whatever.
Yep.
I like this version, though.
Yeah. I was in pep band as a young person. I played the flute.
Yeah, so it's the same as dun, 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 dun. That's just the watered-down version of that.
Oh, it's watered down, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time I'm doing it with my flute, it's not scary. Tweet, tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet,
tweet, tweet,
tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet,
Oh, I already, I know. I know how that is.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I won't be attending because it's in July in Atlanta.
And no.
That's not going to fucking happen.
No, Bob doesn't like that.
Nope. Love to see everybody. Well, I'd love to see about five of you, but no.
You know what's really weird is Facebook did some amazing stuff for me as far as my relationship with high school people, and I may have mentioned that as well. It's hard to say. 19 episodes. We probably covered everything in the world by now, but there were lots of people that I went to a small private school.
That may have been hyperbole.
Perhaps. So I went to a private school.
Uh-huh.
I was the work study kid in the private school, lest you get some sort of inflated idea of who I was. I was working my way through. So there were lots of doctors' daughters and stuff like that. So there were lots of people that I didn't feel very connected with and stuff, you know, sort of pretty girls with lots of nice clothes and things like that. And weirdly, many of them have grown up to be actual human beings.
Uh-huh.
And the problem may have been in my perception, or perhaps not. But so at my 25th high school reunion, there were some really nice connections and stuff. There's some people that I've found that I have really deep affection for that I feel like I hardly spoke to at all in high school, and now I think of them as good friends. And it happened 10 or 15 years after the fact, which is fascinating now. Yeah. I mean, usually you've left your high school people behind and you don't think of them, and social media has given me this opportunity to reforge.
Sure, well, you find out that, they've actually become human beings as you have, mm-hmm. which we weren't really in high school yet.
No.
But I won't be attending. I don't venture south of the Manson-Nixon line after
the Manson
after
Nixon
about
line.
March.
Oh, the Manson-Nixon line. That's a scary place.
Yes. It is. It is.
Speaking of the Mason-Dixon line, I was recently speaking with my father, and we'd been watching that Lawless movie about the Bondurant brothers. It's got Tom Hardy in it and Shia LaBeouf. And
yeah, they're talking about that at the game on Monday.
It's a good movie. I mean, it's a good movie, but it's very like deep South in the 30s and stuff. And my dad said, "Honey, that's your family." I was like, "Oh, that's cool."
Great.
Yeah, they were actually pretty cool. But I mean, I have my grandfather's family like all of the Clemenses, there's Clemenses in this one tiny little town in Mississippi that's actually no longer a town. They moved the post office away, and so now McCool, Mississippi was a town, and now it's just a place.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like 125 people. It's in the Atala County, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
But like they've been there since 1780, just in that tiny, tiny little town.
Wow.
Yeah, them's Mason-Dixon people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, that's... I did my time.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to go down there, there are a lot of people I would like to see. Most of them were not in my graduating class, though.
Younger or older?
Some of each.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Most of the guys that I still stay in contact with from high school were a year younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's the guys I was in a band with and the surrounding group of musicians and people. Mm-hmm. around that group.
Cool.
But we have a group on Facebook and we stay in touch that way.
That's nice.
So there are good things. It's not all videos of assholes with guitars.
No. No. I friended someone who was a friend of someone else that wanted to stay in touch with them through me.
Mm-hmm.
And that person has kind of become a thorn in my side now. I freely admit, I believe your Facebook pages, if you want to fill your Facebook page with propaganda, that's great.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, sure. I mean, sometimes...
I'm probably not going to read it, but whatever.
Right, that's exactly right. If you don't want to, hide. Hit the hide function. So I've had two kind of shitty experiences recently. One was one of my husband's SF friends. Like, I wake up... And
San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Okay.
Yes. Hate Ashbury, you know.
Right.
Summer of Love. And I wake up, and I think it was a particularly bad day, and I don't remember why, but it was really a sad time. So I was feeling kind of shitty, and I wake up to this, like, really hostile inbox message, like, stop fucking showing me all this stuff. You know, it's like about animal rights or whatever.
Right.
And I freely admit, yeah, man. I mean, not everybody wants to see that. That's what the fucking hide function is for. If I don't want to see your, like, gun rights shit,
yeah.
If I don't want to see you fucking campaigning for Sarah Palin, I can still be friends with you. And not, I don't go to you and tell you what to put on your fucking Facebook feed.
Right.
So I wake up to this incredibly hostile message about, like, stop fucking showing me this stuff. I don't need to see it. I'm like, stop being a fucking retard who doesn't know how to use Facebook and blaming me for it, asshole. And I mean, it was really
dislike.
Right?
Yeah. You betcha.
And so, you know, I posted this thing that basically just said, you know what, if you don't know how to use the hide function, this is not my motherfucking problem. Figure it the fuck out. I post what I want. You post what you want on your page. And then, like, I don't come there and start arguments with you. I might respond. And so we worked it out, I guess, because he wants to stay in touch with Dylan. I could give a fuck either way, frankly. Right. I met him once. Maybe I'd like him. Maybe I wouldn't. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have any lasting hostility towards him, but I thought that was an incredibly stupid, shitty thing to do. Don't fucking dump hostility on me in the morning.
Don't stand on my roof and play guitar, and I won't stand on yours and play guitar.
That's exactly fucking right. Way to call back, Bob. Boom. That just happened.
Becoming a professional.
You are. 19 episodes. Nineteen.
That's right. Yeah, Hardcastle all the way.
Boom.
And we're about 10 into the other one. So I mean, I got a respectable number of things under my belt.
I remember that song. Yeah.
Damn.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm. The Hardcastle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So then this other person, I post stuff about being vegan, and some people. You know, some people hide it. Some people don't want to see it. I'm fine with that. And occasionally I get an email or a message from somebody saying, you know what, I see what you're saying, and I made the switch. And that's all I ask for. This guy is I don't know him personally, and that's where the trouble lies. I mean, like, if we're friends, you can come and argue with me, you know, and we can have some friendly debate.
Sure.
But this guy is, like, very instructive in this way that, like, I mean, at one point he gave me this, like, ninth grade biology lesson, and I was like, you fuckstick. Why do you think I need to know that? I mean, do you genuinely think that I don't know that fucking shit? Maybe you shouldn't be so knuckle-draggingly literal about reading what I wrote and think about what I might have actually meant. Right. Oh, wait, it's that you don't know me. And so at one point he said something like, "Your poor husband." And I was just like, you fucking cockhat. I mean, really, like, that is the cheapest, weakest go-to that men can use in arguing with women. Like, in the middle of an argument that's ideology or whatever, where they would just continue to engage with a man and, "Oh, I beg your pardon, sir," whatever, they just go, "Oh, well, that makes you unsexy. I wouldn't like to fuck you. I bet your husband doesn't either." What the fuck are you even talking about, you numbnuts? Yeah. You Nimrod? I mean, fuck, it was really irritating. So he continues to engage me, and with this just odiously pedantic patter about cows coming from the aurochs and my teeth being, you know, flesh-tearing, and I'm just like, okay, great. I don't know you. I don't know you, and I care about what my friends think, but we have a very perfunctory Facebook relationship, and I don't really give a fuck enough about what you think. The fuck that I do not give is so large that if I actually gave it, I would have to hire somebody to move it to where I gave it to. Yeah, I just made that up in my head, isn't it?
That was good.
Yeah, it was a big fuck. Big fuck! I don't give it.
That's right.
So that's just been irritating, but I don't want to unfriend him because then he's going to be like, "That stupid woman couldn't take what I was laying down." So, yeah, okay, keep engaging me, you fucking pussified asshole. Let's just keep going. Let's just keep rocking this shit. I don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck because of the foyer mirror, okay? I mean, it's taken my will to live.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, it's I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of I have a lot of friends who I don't agree with on a lot of things.
Yeah, sure.
But I just kind of have this attitude of like, okay, well, that's, you know, whatever's getting you through the day is fine. I happen to be a large carnivore, as you know.
In you both happen, ways.
Right. In every way conceivable. Mm-hmm. You happen to not be. We, you know, but we don't, it's not like we sit there and preach at each other about the merits of either thing.
Right.
I'm also an atheist. I know a lot of people that are not.
Right.
But I don't, every time that they put something up about something about God, I'm not like, well, you know, actually, I will now refute all of your points in order because right. I think you're wrong. Just because I happen to not have the same belief system that you do, and I happen to use different things than you do to get through the far too long on days like this time that we have on this planet, like...
Taken forever.
Go ahead. Yeah, exactly. Fucking taken forever. So just, you know... I don't understand people that have such a need to be, not just to be right, because I have a need to be right.
Yeah.
But I have a need to be right for myself. I have a need to myself know that whatever it is thought out and correct and logical and makes sense in some way. I don't have the need for other people to see that.
No, right. I mean, I like to argue, but part of the reason I like to argue is the way that you practice, you know, if you're learning to fight, first you learn all of the moves, and then you want to move up to having a sparring partner so you can see where the weakness in your battle is.
Right.
And so, like, I like engaging people on the other side of things, as long as it's civil.
Yeah.
I mean, I can stay really civil for a long-ass time. You know, and there's this progression that usually happens with people that I don't care for, which is like, you engage me, you tell me that I'm wrong, you offer a point, I offer a counterpoint, then you offer another point, and then I offer another counterpoint, and then you offer me another point, and then I offer you another counterpoint, and then they go, "Oh my God, why is this so important to you? Why can't you just let up? I mean, God, you know, get a life. Why are you hanging on to this? What? Where is the point where I'm supposed to stop offering you the logical answer to what you just said and go, oh, yeah, you win. You're totally cool."
Yeah, well, no, because what that message is shut up, I want the last word.
But I can't earn the last word because I'm not good at what I'm doing right,
right
now.
Yeah, right.
You want the last word? Fucking come and get it, motherfucker. If you can't, then fucking let's keep doing it.
It's hidden underneath this huge fuck I don't give.
Yes, the enormous fuck that I do not give. The semi-sized fuck that I do not give. So, yeah, it's kind of funny that that is the way it is, but I usually end up on the receiving end of that, like, God, just let up. Why are you so relentless about this? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I should just let up and not keep thinking logically. Yeah. Oopsie, I'm so sorry. But I do like to sort of see if you care about what you think and I care about what I think and we can stay civil, I'd like to know where, if you can find a hole in my argument.
Sure.
If more people would learn to correlate, if I cannot fill the hole in my argument, that is a strong indication that it may be insupportable. And
right.
If it is insupportable, that might mean that I'm wrong. But in this society, we've just learned that, like, if my gut feels it, it doesn't have to be logically right. It just is right because I love it, mm-hmm. because I feel it. No, that's not true. I mean, I have strong opinions, but I will change that opinion on a fucking dime if it's not right.
Yeah.
I don't want to be right. I want to be correct.
Right. Exactly.
That's not the same thing.
No.
No. And I do tend to think that people who continue to come and engage you with that shit, it's either because secretly what you're saying agitates them so much that they have this niggling feeling that they have to convince themselves that they're right, or they just really need to try to shut you down so they can walk away going, anybody that thinks like me isn't very smart. See what I did? I mean, just let it go. No. I don't give a fuck about your flesh-tearing teeth, asshole. It isn't about, you know, that's not the deal.
No.
And so this guy, I sort of, I don't want to unfriend him because he'll think he won, but I think he's an asshat. Hear that? You know who you are. You're a fucking asshat. It's not you, Frank. It's not you, Frank. I love you. You're important to me, Frank.
Yeah. We wouldn't unfriend Frank.
I would not unfriend Frank.
Never.
I wouldn't do that.
Well.
Okay, if you post that fucking video from Afghanistan, we're going to unfriend you, Frank.
Yeah, that's probably not going to go over well. But.
No. Lead balloon, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Lead fucking balloon.
Absolutely. So, yeah, anger.
Rage. I feel so, yeah.
To sum up.
Yeah, yeah. It's the heat, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just making me crazy.
Yeah.
Hey. I actually bought, because of the heat and because of Dylan's job, I found a product at Walmart that I got him. It's a powder with, like, calamine powder in it, and mm-hmm. it's called, he looked at it and he was just like, anti-monkey butt? I don't know how I should feel about this.
Does it say that on the packaging?
Yes, it says anti-monkey butt. That's the brand.
That's pretty great.
It is. We've had some good exchanges this week. We were talking about my getting paid for this play that I'm in.
Uh-huh.
And Dylan said something like, I don't know if we've ever, you know, I was going to use it for Christmas money. And Dylan said something like, wow, I don't know if we've ever spent that much on Christmas before. And I told him why I thought that was, and his response was, really? Your answer is not that because we've never taken a great vacation, or it's because we've never gotten each other really expensive presents. Your answer, like, right off the bat is, that's because we've never gotten ski jackets for all the dogs before. Because that's immediately where I went. He's like, wow, yeah. We've never spent that much on Christmas. And I'm like, well, that's because we haven't gotten ski jackets for the dogs. Like, that's what I want to do with this.
Sure. Because they'll probably stay in good shape and remain unchewed up.
Oh, yeah, and not get poop on it or anything.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Well, they don't, you know, they don't like to. So, yeah, I have a friend that...
They don't like to ski?
No, dogs... Well, I've seen videos of dogs surfing and snowboarding.
Maybe they don't like to ski because they don't have jackets.
That's probably why.
Yeah. How much is a lift ticket for a dog anyway? Is it by breed?
Oh, I hope not. That's breed-specific lift ticketing.
True.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Yeah, wrong-o, wrong-o.
Wrong-o.
Wrong-o ski boot breath. Where did that come from? Do you remember that saying? Wrong-o ski boot breath.
No, but my friends had a band in high school called Wrong Answer Zoo Breath.
Hmm.
So they're I think that may be a meme from before there were memes.
Yes.
It's the Wrong Answer X Breath meme.
The X Breath meme.
Yeah. It's like the X all the Y meme.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Eat all the candy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Drink all the Fresca.
Which I do, doing it right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tastes pretty good.
Munchy, crunchy, cinnamony.
Oh, they go down smooth. Go down mighty smooth.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Not as smooth as Seeds Community Cafe. We haven't talked about them in a while.
That's true. We haven't talked about them in a while. It's because you turned off your alarm on your phone, so we haven't needed to.
I have one that goes off at 4:01, so we might actually
oh,
to
okay.
hear it today.
That's pretty fancy.
Yeah, it is. It's a daily reminder
yeah.
for positive visualization, because otherwise I have, you know, the wallowing, the wallowing I do. Right. I actually have to set an alarm to keep myself from just spiraling down into
the
hell.
Anti-spiral alarm?
Yes. Think of something positive before you go and kill someone with your husband for some
so
unspecified.
Is that meant to stop you from killing, or is that so that you feel good while you're doing it?
That's hard to say.
Okay.
That's hard to say.
Is it think of something positive before you go kill, or is it think of something positive before you go kill?
Hmm. Mm.
See the difference?
Yeah, in print that wouldn't work.
No, it's subtle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There may be the placement of a comma, but I don't think a comma works in there.
No, it's not one of those eats, no. shoots, and leaves.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I really can't say, because I don't know what's going to be necessary in life.
Right.
Someday killing might be necessary.
Yes.
In which case, again, please disregard this broadcast. Oh, I am tipping my hand.
Not evidence.
No. This never happened. This was totally hypothetical.
I'm sure if we use the right language, if we put some kind of disclaimer, this podcast and any electronic or otherwise transmission of said property hereinafter known as the podcast can be admitted as evidence in any court of law, U.S., international, or intergalactic.
Herf, intergalactic. Nice.
Well, you got to cover all your bases.
No, you do.
That's yep. why when movie studios buy the rights to a screenplay, in the language in the contract is in perpetuity throughout the known galaxy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they're covering
their asses. They don't want fucking bootlegs on Mars.
That is some serious persecute. Shit.
Yeah.
That they can't
prosecute. Lawyers. I mean, yes. Prosecute.
No, it's funny because I just went to Noodles and Company to eat the other day, and they have a no parking sign or like 15-minute, 20-minute parking uh-huh. sign, and it actually said violators will be persecuted. And then there was a picture of a dog pooping on a car. So they've got a sense of humor about it.
I like it.
And also fine noodles.
Yeah.
Yummy noodles.
I've only been there a couple of times, but it was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not gourmet.
Yeah.
It's not like, I don't know. I mean, but if you want a nice meal, especially if you, like me, happen to be vegetarian or vegan or gluten-free, they have really nice meals for people like that. I'm not gluten-free, although I'm beginning to think I should be.
It's not necessary.
But it seems like all of the ills of society and every physical ailment can be cured by...
That's called marketing.
I believe them.
Yeah. That's why they get paid, because they're good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying I should not give up gluten?
Does it make you sick?
Maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
Are you sick all the time?
Again, I don't know.
Yes, you do. You're not sick all the time. You're not pooping yourself.
You don't know that.
I pretty much do.
Okay, yeah, you would know. You can smell it.
I don't know, but you would probably at least mention it at some point. I have shit 17 times today. 8 of them were unplanned.
8 of them were unplanned.
Then you might know that you had some sort of problem.
Yes. Well, considering you and Dylan text each other when you pee, that's very likely that you would know if I had taken unexpected dumps at any time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm not doing that. So you're saying gluten, no?
No. It's not necessary. It's no. It's marketing.
Is it?
It is.
But I want to believe that there's something that will cure all of my ailments.
All right, Fox.
Yeah.
There is nothing.
There's not anything?
No. Eat a well-balanced diet, get some exercise, and try to do a little reading now and then. There you go. Meaning of life.
Well, okay. I guess I'll keep eating bread.
Yeah.
I love bread.
That's because it's delicious.
It is delicious.
And
staff of
fucking
life.
It's not the root of all evil.
No, it's the staff of life.
Yeah. Only in places that have too much food do we find ones that you should stay away from.
No, that's true. Oh, yeah. That's one of the arguments this fucking nutsack keeps using on my Facebook page, that veganism is a first world, I think he says first world problem, and he says it, you know, sort of contemptuously, this is a first world problem. Well, yeah. If we're the ones that are doing the most damage, and we have the most options not to, then that probably means we ought to stop.
Well, it seems to me that his argument is not on the same axis, shall I say, as yours.
Right.
Yours is a moral argument. His is a biological argument.
Right.
They're never going to sway. One's never going to sway the other.
Well, that's exactly. And that's, I think I just want to say that. Like, dude, we have a fundamental difference here.
Yes.
You are about, like, your biology and your fucking teeth and your dominion over nature and whatever. And mine is that I don't like to see things suffer.
Right.
I don't care whether we bred them to suffer or not. I don't care. I think it's awful that there are creatures that suffer. Now, 100 years ago, I've said this before, if we didn't do factory farming, I probably would not be militant about this. If we were still treating animals the way we treated them before, which was a little bit more natural and a little bit, but once you start like factory farming in a way where the waste is destroying the water around and we're using up all of the arable land,
right.
That doesn't have anything to do with any kind of circle of fucking life. That is not nature.
Exactly.
So, no.
So the basis of your arguments are just completely different things. You're not arguing that we're not supposed to eat meat. You're arguing that the way meat is produced, we should not be endorsing.
Right.
Completely different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what really chaps my fucking hide is when people who are not that bright take this tone of intellectual superiority, and I'm like, can't you read over what you wrote and see how stupid you are? I mean, like halfway through his last sort of really long diatribe, I thought, did Charlton Heston fucking write this? I mean, honestly, it was so like, well, blah, 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 blah. And I just thought,
my cold, dead hand.
Yeah, that's where they are now, Charlton. Still holding your gun, pal?
Yeah.
No, I think they pried it from his cold, dead hand.
They probably Oh, see. And you know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how awful that is, because you know what? My idea of humanitarianism is to not ridicule people who can hear or understand you. If they don't know, then they don't fucking know.
Sure, that seems consistent.
Well, it is. What you don't fucking know will not hurt you. If there's somebody ridiculing me right now, if there's somebody who's saying, wow, Beth sure isn't as pretty as she was, you know, 20 years ago. Well, that's true. I'm not as young as I was 20 years ago. My ass is bigger. I can't fucking hear you. Big fucking deal.
Bang.
I don't care.
Yeah. So fuck off.
Exactly. If it's happening at your house, I don't give a shit about it. So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Charlton. Still holding your gun, pal?
Yeah.
There you go. I said it.
Zing.
Zap.
One in a row.
Yeah, I'm on a roll.
Yes.
Or is that considered a roll, or was that just I'm on a somersault? Oh, those make me carsick.
Nice.
I have never been able to do a somersault.
Really? Why?
Don't know.
What happens?
I just can't do it.
Well, what happens instead if you
try? I get up to the top and go sideways.
Flurp.
Yeah, I just flurp over to the side.
I used to be able
that
to do...
That is a verb, Frank. Look it up.
Flurp. It is.
To flurp. I flirp, you flirp, he, she, it flirping.
Mm-hmm. Flirping. The reason I got this prize fighter nose is because Charlotte Williams was the daughter of one of the fourth grade teachers in my school, and we were in a tumbling class, and her head connected with my nose and
ow,
changed it forever. But I learned how to do a somersault. I used to be able to do all that stuff. No backflips. That's where it just stopped for me.
Yeah.
Can't do the backflips.
Yeah, I have not even the most rudimentary gymnastic skills.
No.
Never done a forward roll. Not ever in my entire life.
Wow. They'd make me really car
sick. Underwater, but that's different.
Well, yeah, they're like manatees and stuff that do that underwater. They're very, I bet you're very graceful underwater.
Oh, yeah. I'm much like a manatee. Whiskers and all.
There's Bob. Oh, look. We put Bob in an aquarium and watch the little children watch you swim. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll chase them back and forth along the glass.
I wish you could have seen the motion that Bob just did. It was very cute and funny. Oh, yes. Catch fish. Oh, man, when we went to SeaWorld, which I'll never do again, I didn't know that it was bad to do when I went, but when I went, the seals were so dog-like. And there was one that was like my fat old dog, Grace. She mm-hmm. was a fat old seal.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, like all the other seals were doing all these tricks, like, hey, give me the fish, and she was just sort of laying there fatly being like, what about me? And I gave her all my fish. And then later I realized, I bet she's fat like that because this is her, that's her fucking hustle. She's all like, and then you're like, oh, poor aww. Grace dog seal. I will give you my fish.
Maybe so. But hey, I'd never begrudge anybody their hustle.
Absolutely not. If you got a grift,
especially
work
a seal.
It. No, hell no.
Yeah.
Animals with hustles, let them have it, man.
Oh, yeah. I know Layla's got her hustles.
Oh, yeah, she does, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time.
She's a hustle dog.
She is a hustle dog. She got 3 plates of egg yolk remnants this morning from breakfast.
Mm.
She's a happy dog.
I'll bet.
With a shiny coat.
Yeah, and indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I miss the seals, but I would not go back to SeaWorld. I really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't, Blackwater hadn't come out yet, or Blackfish.
Blackfish.
Blackwater, totally different. And it, yeah, I just didn't know.
I thought I forbade you from watching that.
I've seen enough of it on Facebook. I have not, I did not watch it, but okay. I knew after that, I'd already, that's the thing about me is like when people say, why do you post all that shit? It's because it worked on me. I mean, that's what made me change my life was it wasn't, right. When people said it, it didn't matter because I was all, okay, yeah, I know, but I really love the taste of bacon. And then one day I saw something and I was just like, ah! And then I never wanted bacon again.
Uh-huh.
And so for some people, you know, it's the thing about like MLK or Malcolm X. Is it the fucking now feminists or, you know, whichever one? It's if you don't think of them as opposing things, if you think of them as prongs of an assault
right.
on an issue, then what works for some people doesn't work for other people. For some people, it's the militant. Some people, it's the friendly thing, whatever. And so there's some people that don't make the change because of that. And there's some people that only that will make them make the change.
Right.
So I'm about horrifying people into because it worked for me. That was sure. the thing that made the change for me. And so it didn't take all you had to do was tell me and like, I've seen enough things in my life. I don't need to see any more. They fuck me for sometimes years. There's things that
oh, yeah.
that I will never unburn themselves from my brain. But, you know, I just needed the information. And then I thought, holy fuck, you're right. Why are we doing this to those animals?
I'm thinking back. I think it wasn't Blackfish that I forbade you from seeing. I think it was a different one.
What was it?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, just say it. No. I won't watch it.
No.
Because even the title is going to upset me, isn't it?
No. Well, it might. Anyway. No, Dylan and I were just talking about documentaries one day, and we were just this one came up, and he said, what's that? And I said, it's something Beth can never watch, so just forget it.
Oh, is it about dogs?
No.
It's not about dogs?
It's not about dogs.
What is it? Bob.
It's all right. It's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Look over there. Bunnies. You're not going to tell me?
No.
He's not going to tell me. Okay, so Dylan knows not to have me watch it, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Should I get a tattoo? I mean, I have some, but should I get another one?
Do you want one?
Sort of.
Then yes.
Okay, that was that was really
See,
easy.
Some decisions are easy.
Yeah, that would be, that's different than should we kill? Should
yes, we it's kill? A little. It's a little more. There are a few more factors involved. Basically, with a tattoo, it's just do you want one? Easy decision. Here's an easy decision for you, Frank. Decide to go over to iTunes, give us a rating and a review. And if you like the show, tell your friends. If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
Well, you know, the other thing about getting the tattoo is, like, if you regret the kill, you can still wear short-sleeved shirts.
There you go.
So, okay, so anyway.
So we have one pro for killing.
Yeah.
We'll complete this poll next week. Until then, we'd like to thank Eliza Rickman once again for letting us use her song Pretty Little Head off of her album OU Sinners as the theme to our show. Go check her out. Check out her Bandcamp page. Buy some stuff. She's real good. And you can follow us on Twitter at Radio Babu. We'd love to hear back from you. Leave a comment on our Facebook page. Tweet at us. Rate and review us on iTunes. All that stuff that every podcast asks you to do, but we really mean it.
All right, yeah.
And until then, remember to use your outside voices.
Fuck the mirror. Bye, Frank.